taking my new salvation, and I'm gonna build my own foundation.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.
Can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before, where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging his ass to stay. She'd sigh with the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's a black arrangement. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging his ass to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she it's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers show. I'm Brian Young. I'm here till 3 today. And I have guests coming in about a half hour or so. We have Linnea Herzog from Linnea's Garden and formerly Power Slut. She'll be joining me along with Meredith B. from Galaxy Cake. Saw that band the other night at Sunday night at the big show over at Brighton Music Hall. It was Rock Garden Records celebration of the 55th anniversary of the White Album. Bunch of bands played and it was a good night. Fun had by all. Let me get my wits together. Play you a long one from one of my favorite live albums, Talking Heads. It's The Great Curve on MFO, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Sometimes the world has a load of questions. Good man. Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Okay, one, two. Got hands like a man with hair on the back. She'll crush you in her embrace. Though the wind may whisper and moan sometimes, we all need a kind place to live. Though the wind may whisper and howl at your door. We all need the comfort of friends. Baby, don't you drive around with Dr. Bernice. That ain't a real Cadillac. It's a Delta 88, spray painted black, with fake leather seats from Juarez. Though the wind may whisper and moan sometimes, on a hot desert night it is still. Though the world may whisper and howl at your door, you're not obliged to let them all in. Some aged British queen on BBC Radio 1. Though the wind may whisper an epic sometimes, the cast must include Karen Black. Though the symphony strings shift with the sands, you sing like a siren to me. You sing like a siren to me. You sing like a siren. to me.
Doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Show me your stripes, I'll show you my bite, and I'll put down the walls for you. So do ya? Do you wanna do you wanna wanna David Bowie party? Doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Show me your stripes, I'll show you my bite, and I'll put down the walls for you. So do you wanna come on? Doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty.
WMFO in Medford, and that's not my music bed. This thing's all screwed up over here. Sorry, guys. There we go. I don't feel right without that in the background. We have Linnea and Meredith with us from Linnea's Garden and Galaxy Cake. How's it going?
Good. Great.
Oh, let me turn you up.
Turn us up,
baby.
Oh, we got
oh,
there.
Oh, that's so
there
loud. That's so good. Hey,
so loud. So
how's
good.
It going? So, it's Meredith's first time.
Oh, yeah.
On
Haze
MFO.
Me. Haze me.
We just heard DB3 off the new Mirrors EP from Linnea's Garden.
DB3, David Bowie 3-way.
Yeah,
the
so,
past.
So that's actually about having
the present
a future. A three-way with David Bowie?
No. It's actually not about that at all. It's the past, the present, the future.
Oh, okay.
By straight or gay, he, she, or they.
I was talking to you guys, so I just like came up with that in my head.
She's always got two meanings.
The
you
common
know?
Misconception that everything I write is about sex.
But that's the fun of it. And that's what I've really loved about everything you've done. It's like, you got that surface level thing, and then you're like, oh, wait, there's more.
I think because everything in the world actually is about sex. So it's like, when you look beyond it, it's like, that's when you really get the good stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's because you came from a band called Power Slut.
Yeah, it's true. Can we say that on the radio? Is that one of the Jim Collins words?
No, no. George Collins didn't say you can't. Slut's all right.
It's a Jim Collins
right.
word for sure.
Slut. Okay. Cool.
So, how was the other night? How did you like performing at the big show Brighton Music Hall, Galaxy Cake?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. So, it's funny. So, we started this little Galaxy Cake thing. I want to say it was a little pre-pandemic, I guess. We were just kind of jamming, took a big
break.
Yeah,
when did Galaxy Cake get together?
Yeah, there's like a whole story that I didn't know about, but I...
Someone made a Galaxy Cake, basically.
Yes.
I saw a picture of it. I didn't get to eat it, unfortunately. Probably, yeah. Like, turn your mouth all interdimensional blue and purple.
Yeah, it was our bassist, Holly, was like, we need to start a band. She got Molly involved. I think I came on the scene a little later.
There's a lot of band names being talked about.
Yeah, most that are probably involving some of George Carlin's... Yeah. Unsayable words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to Galaxy Cake. Yeah, but then there's like a nice long break, and we started kind of getting serious, and then we started just writing some weird stuff and having a great time, and so, yeah, here we are today. And then Rock Garden Records was like, do this show with us.
I gotta say, that show awesome. Was incredible. I'm really glad I got to be there. You know, big shout out to Todd and Lisa from Rock Garden Records for, you know, getting so many cool people together.
Yeah. Right on.
That was a really fun night.
I'm sure they're listening. Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for a wonderful night. I would have gone just for John Pajita's Savoy Truffle. That was fantastic.
John Pajita. So good. Legend.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I love him. So, tell me about Mirrors, Linnea.
Mirrors is the new EP by Linnea's Garden. We released it about 2 weeks ago. We had a rip-roaring show at O'Brien's, and now it's available everywhere, so you can listen to it. Mirrors, what is it all about?
I'm going to get
it. Ahem.
Okay. I'm going to get it in two MFO's system shortly.
Oh, right on. Yeah. No, Mirrors is about recognizing who you are, who you've been, and who you want to be, what you aspire to, and what inspires you. Hopefully, down the line, doing the work to get there and keep evolving.
Yeah.
The mirror is not just how you see yourself, but how others see you. And most of these songs on this album were inspired by, you know, how I saw myself changed with the way others saw me. So each song is kind of about different people.
How you saw yourself change?
Like, my identity, you know, evolving and shifting, but looking at that through others' eyes as okay. a way
okay.
of growing.
I think I've awesome. Always kind of known you as the same girl. I mean, how do you think you've changed?
I think that's a question that only my closest friends can answer.
Okay. Well, I'm here to ask the tough questions.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, no. I can say I've seen her change.
Meredith and I go way back.
What are the changes you've seen in Linnea Meredith?
So she's always been a great guitarist, but she's really worked really, really hard.
And now she's getting sloppy.
Oh, wow, buddy.
Just kidding.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Listen to Mirrors, and you'll know.
Oh, I love the DB3. I can't wait to hear the rest.
Yeah, this is a really fun one to record. We kind of just did it real hard, fast, and done, you know, type of recording. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of the opposite of fashion show, which took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's, yeah, just what I really loved about Linnea's Garden. Oh, we're going to get all squishy.
Okay, fine.
Hashtag friendships.
Too early for squishy feelings.
Yeah, I
just kidding. I think every time is the time for squishy feelings.
But like during the whole pandemic, she's like, you know what? Screw this. We're going to do Linnea's Garden shows. We're going to do online stuff. I'm going to just get out there and put something out there like every day.
There's this whole group of people, you know, working really hard through Red on Red Records. You know, a lot of people were part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, yeah, Justine and Red on Red definitely had something special there. It was just the springboard, you know, of something where it's like a lot of people just working really hard to constantly play, constantly get music out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's people recording next door, by the way. That's yep. That's what we're hearing.
Constantly playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
They're working hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Tufts University students. I guess there's a band called Chowder next door.
Chowder.
I said to them, I go, Chowder. And they were like, huh? I'm like, well, you're New Englanders, aren't you? They didn't get it. Go ahead, Linnea. I just had to explain the.
Oh, I totally forgot what I was going to say. I was going to drop some deep truth bomb, and then it like vanished into the ether.
We'll have to discover it for ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, are you going to play some of We heard DB3. You going to play some more of Mirrors for us?
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Do you want me to get the guitar and do that?
Yes.
Okay. One sec.
That's a great. It's. Anytime there's a question, should Linnea get the guitar? The answer is yes.
Of course. The blue guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we can play around. Over that. Yeah, I didn't realize they were going to be coming through the walls at us with the other music here.
You can try.
Should I go tell them to stop?
Oh, no.
The show must go on.
No. I'll just play like one of the louder... I'll play one of the louder songs, maybe.
Yeah, try and get over that.
I'll try Pathological Liar.
Nice.
I'll try it.
Can you point that mic at her?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And just take this one minute.
Okay. Yeah? We good?
Yep.
Pathological liar. Someone from your class really jumped to their death from the top of William James Hall. One February morning, the timeline checks out. Wish the Harvard Crimson be my witness of that night. Buying sodas at 7-Eleven. I hate the end I saw. When I was 26, not an ugly crier, but I was, so I broke up a text, freeway backseat flyer. Would you admit you missed the sex when I was sick at Christmas? You took care of me, you said you loved me. I hate the end I saw. Sorry I invoked Andromeda. Sorry I spoke too soon. No, I wasn't out, barely knew myself. You're a painting of the moon. I was foolish, cause I was 26. Mention.
Fantastic.
This is a very relevant topic of discussion because we have a music video out for this very song.
Oh, yeah.
Starring the one, the only, Meredith Bee from Woo! Galaxy Gate, who is right here with us today. She had an Oscar-worthy performance. And this was her idea, by the way, throwing a glass of water
it's just
at our drummer, super tough Ray Clough.
All right. It's just something I've always wanted to do, is just throw a glass of wine right in a dude's face. Sorry, Ray. It just had to be you.
Well, I can't wait to see that. Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
What's the name of the song?
Pathological Liar.
Right on.
By Linnea's Garden.
And that can be found on Mirrors?
It can.
Nice.
It's the first track.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's like the storyline was so fun, where it's like you start off with these.
We had these mismatched couples, you see. But it turns out, you know, your match might just be right under your nose this whole time, and you just never cross paths until, you know, the right time. It's like maybe fate brings you together, mm-hmm. you know.
Hmm.
So yeah, check out the video. Carissa Johnson and I teamed up with that.
Oh, really?
I sort of directed, and she edited and shot it.
Where is Carissa these days?
We went to New York to go team up with Carissa. We had a couple collaborations.
Is that where she lives now?
She lives in New York now. We had a couple collaborations with Carissa last year. We put out a single, In the City, which is really awesome. And then the weekend we went back to do our release show for In the City was the weekend that we filmed the music video for Pathological Liar. And I gotta say, that was like one of the best weekends I had all year.
It really was.
We just took a bunch of friends and we filmed it. It was so much fun.
Just wandering around the city, howling at the moon.
Yeah, great. I highly recommend.
I miss the summer. I love New York City. You know what it feels like to me when I'm there? It feels like when I was a little kid and went to Disney World.
Yeah, it's like anything can happen.
Like magical, you know?
Even like a bad night can just like, it can turn into something else because like, you know, it's like we always have to stay up till 4 a.m. when we're there. Otherwise, it's like we're not making the most of it. We're not squeezing the juice of all the art that can be, you know, made into a delicious juice. That didn't work.
It works.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know what you mean. So... Yeah.
It was a great time.
I just like to hear some more.
From Mirrors?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to play?
Oh, yeah.
You want me to play a song?
Whatever you want. Do you want me to play another one off the CD?
We could play one off the CD. Let's do one that it's hard to pull off acoustic so people can actually hear it.
Why don't we do one off the CD and then another one
Perfect.
Live?
Perfect.
Okay. Which one do you want off the CD?
I was thinking... Big Mirrors, which is the title track.
Mm-hmm. Which track?
Number 2.
Well, you'll have to bear with me.
Oh.
Because the CD play is screwed up.
Meredith and I also made these bespoke.
Oh, yeah.
DIY.
No, that's not the right one.
DIY bespoke merch.
Yeah, it's DIY bespoke merch.
One of a kind.
When you don't want 1,000 CDs you can't sell sitting on your porch, this is what you do, guys.
Number 2, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, this is messed up. It's like I have to cue it on track 1 for track 2 to be cued. I don't know how it got this way. But it is. Wow. It's supposed to sound like that?
I gave you a CD where it's like there's a transition from 1 to 2. I actually didn't give you the right CD. I'm sorry. That's okay, though.
Well, let me start that over. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, shoot. We had a...
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. That's okay.
Whoa, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. See, I have to get this thing going again. Here we go. I keep forgetting I could put on repeat. Huh? Oh, you guys need to be up. There's other people in the room.
I'm like, turn it up, baby.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Hey, is that Freedom Rock? Turn it up, man.
Turn it up.
You guys probably don't remember that commercial.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Literally no idea.
But we're like, ha, 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 anyway.
What was the commercial that used to be on, like, constantly when I was a little kid? Channel 56. No, that was really cool. And you know what? It did kind of sound like a blown speaker to me, but that's okay. Like Neil Young, one of my favorite artists.
I gotta say, it's because there's two different versions of the CD. So one is meant to be listened to sequentially, and the other one is meant to have the tracks be chopped up. And, you know, that's the playlist one. I actually gave you the wrong one. I gave you the not for radio one. I gave you the you should listen to the whole album one.
But that
in
just,
order.
That just speaks to how much time and effort you put into this. Because, like, we have different albums for different situations and contexts. That's Linnea Fried.
Yeah, that's, I think too much about everything.
Yeah, no. I enjoyed it, okay? And listen, Neil Young's Hey Hey My My, definitely blown amps there, and I love the song, you know. So, you know, I wasn't putting it down. It was just the first thing I heard.
Yeah.
I thought something might be wrong. I'm going, you know. I didn't want to.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
that is how that one sounds.
No, yeah, and it's fine. Now I feel like a jerk.
It's your show, you know. You say what you want.
No, I want everyone to be comfy here, though.
We're comfy. We're very
more
cozy.
Than comfy.
Show's coming up. What do you guys have going on?
Great question. So Galaxy Cake has a show at the Worth an Attic in Lowell.
Oh, great place.
Oh, yeah. And it is with Mad Painter, Church and the Puppets, both very different bands. We haven't played with either before, but we're very excited to.
I know Mad Painter.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the other band?
Church and the Puppets. So they describe themselves, if I get this right, Welsh folk rock.
Oh.
I'm very interested.
Cool.
Very excited.
I get a lot of Welsh in me, so I'm told.
There you go. Then right up your alley.
Yeah.
Where the Nag's always a good time. Historical monument.
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, old.
Edgar Allan Poe and...
It's haunted.
And Jack Kerouac drank
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Jack Kerouac. Mm. Yeah.
And now, like, a Galaxy Cake.
Yeah, I love Lowell.
What a legacy. Yeah.
There's a lot to love
There's
about
There's a lot to love
Lowell.
About Lowell. We actually rehearse in Lowell, so, like, I'm there a lot. I was there last night. We rehearsed last night. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the one I could plug, actually, since, you know, they have released this already, but Linnea's Garden will be playing Town City Fest in Lowell next spring.
Okay.
Other than that...
What's the venue?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Oh.
We will see. But they released, like, the early bird passes.
Okay. What's that all about?
It's a festival that takes place in Lowell, and it's, like, cool combination of, like, bigger, you know, sort of national acts and also local bands to the Boston area.
Do you know who else is joining you for that?
There's a whole list online if you go to their website, the Town and the City Festival in Lowell. It's Chris Porter puts this on every year. Really excited to come back to it. The first year we did it, we got amazing show. We got to open for Screaming Females, who I've been a huge fan of since I was a teenager. So that was really, really awesome. So can't wait to come back and play it again. And, you know, always love hanging around Lowell. I think we'll make a whole weekend of it. They do it for the whole weekend. So it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, late April. It's like April 26th and 27th of next year, I think.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. So save the date. It's like a wedding.
Maybe
it's that far
maybe
away.
Maybe I'll make it up there.
You got lots of time to plan and get your commuter rail passes.
Certainly won't want to drive. Screaming females, we get them in the system.
Yeah, they're real good.
Nice. What would be your favorite screaming female song?
Now I'm like blanking on every song title.
Because I've never heard of them. I'm thinking of playing some after you guys.
The one that goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, I don't know what it's called. I'm like blanking on the name of every single song at the moment and don't have my phone on me.
Well, then I'll just pick out my favorite name.
Like, the one that goes like that, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. My favorite name by Screaming Females. It would be...
Peel the Skin Raw. Wait, what's it called? It's how the chorus goes, like, Peel the Skin Raw.
Incredible. My Body?
No, that's not it.
Soft Domination?
No. I like the title, but no.
I mean, yeah. Like, any of these sound crazy.
Like, honestly, it's all good.
Agnes Martin?
If you hear the Peel the Skin Raw one, that's my favorite. I don't know.
It's enough about them. I'm going to play one later, though.
Cool.
Because I know if Linnea likes it, it's going to be good.
It's good. Other than that, we're being pretty, like, you know, selective about shows. So we're trying to play next year, book some stuff. But, you know, I, like, don't really have much booked right now.
No problem. I mean, you just put out an EP.
Yeah, it's like, give me a break for,
Sit on it.
2 weeks not booking. Just kidding.
Sit on
I booked
it,
something
Potsy.
Last night. So, like, the break is...